Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Enriching Relationships in a Torah Home as we move through the heart of the winter. As the halfway mark of the school year draws near, many people are preparing for midwinter break. Whether you are traveling or staying home and doing local activities, vacation is a time that has the potential for enjoyable family bonding experiences. In addition to that, however, it also has the potential to be tension-filled with a lack of structure and a lot of fighting. In order to best prepare for this break from school, let us address some ingredients that can potentially make a time like this as pleasant and positively memorable as possible. First and foremost, ladies, remember that being proactive, meaning planning for challenges in advance, is a primary component to a smooth experience. Try to anticipate what challenges are likely to crop up for your family and create a plan for them well before they occur. Some common examples of such challenges include where children sit in the car, what CD gets played, who gets to do things first, and who is responsible for what in any given circumstance. Creating a plan for these issues in advance, and perhaps sharing the plans with your children, can set the path for a more predictable and enjoyable experience for all parties involved. Another topic that commonly needs to be addressed when the family is together is food. Kids and adults who are bored tend to want to eat, and when you are home more, the food in the house starts to feel boring and less tasty. The outcome is that much of family time centers around discussing, buying, cooking, and deciding about food. Again, the more this topic can be fleshed out in advance, the more likely it is to operate smoothly and enjoyably for the family. Remember, stock the house or bring along good food on the trip that you know the family members like. Full stomachs create happier folks. While we certainly want to take advantage of the looser schedule when school is not in session, ultimately both children and adults thrive on structure. Enjoying some lazy time together can be wonderful, but too much of that may create cranky, bored children and adults. It may be helpful to look ahead at the week and create a plan for each day. Even if the exact times and details are subject to change, having a rough schedule creates structure and stability for the family. A final point to keep in mind is that a family vacation is just that, a family vacation. Keep expectations realistic and reasonable. This is not a personal couple getaway if you have children with you. And this is not an adult-like road trip if you have young children. There is a time and a place for everything, and being realistic about your circumstances can minimize frustration and tension. Of course, it goes without saying that self-care is important when you are surrounded by more responsibilities. Hopefully, you, the mother, can carve out pockets of time to refresh and rejuvenate yourself despite the dense family time. So I wish you all well and have a wonderful time creating meaningful memories as you focus on your family and enjoy the break from regular routine. All the best.